Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Ooh, are you ready for a spicy episode? I am. I'm ready. I hope you're ready. And listen, I want to say this. I am talking to everybody, including to me. This topic where we're going to go today, it pushes me to the next level, and I want to go to the next level, and it's worth going to the next level. And sometimes we just have to call a spade and acknowledge when we're playing safe and we're playing small and we're holding ourselves back, whether we know it or not. So I was listening to this training. It was e-commerce related, and it painted a word picture in the context of business that I found really powerful. And it went something like this, like, imagine your life is a circle. And the circle's about 3 inches in diameter, right? So from one side of the circle to the other side of the circle, it's about 3 inches. If that circle represents our life, most of us never push outside the bounds of that circle, right? If you imagine you're standing in the center of this circle, you know, you might take one step towards change. Maybe you take 2 steps and then you go back to where you started. Maybe you take 3 steps and then you go back to where you started. But the majority of people, we're doing this dance where we go a little bit out beyond our norm, our baseline, our standard operating procedures. And then something happens. We lose our mojo. Life circumstances get us off track and we go back to baseline. And then maybe the next attempt, we go like 2 steps. We go a little further. We push a little bit further. But ultimately, in this dance of like, I'm going to do a little bit better, and then I'm going to fall back, and I'm going to do a little better, and maybe I maintain it, we're still staying in this very small circle, not leaving the circle. We don't go too far. We don't push the limits. We don't even approach our limits. We don't even come close to our limits. We just stay within the bounds of our comfort zone. Maybe in some areas you bump right up to the edge, right where it threatens to get uncomfortable, right where it starts to feel scary or intimidating, but we don't go past that. And it's so easy to see this pattern if you've ever built a business or you know somebody who's built a business. In business building, we see people, and I've been in this, if not am in this currently. We build and hustle and hustle, and people say they're in it for freedom, but they never get to the freedom part because they're just creating new and creating new and creating new, and they never establish that freedom because they're just working, hustling, doing what they know, create, 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 create. And it's just like people who are on a weight loss journey forever and ever and ever. They're just starting and restarting, trying this thing and then trying that thing. Struggle, 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 but never freedom. Even though most people would say that freedom from the struggle is the thing that they want. And it represents this dance of like, well, we'll go a little bit, we'll change a little bit, we'll push outside our baseline or our norm a little bit, but we won't go too far. We won't ever wow ourselves. We won't ever really live up to our potential and be the best we can do. We just stay close to home, stay close to where it's comfortable and where it's familiar. And intellectually, it's not that we don't know things that could be truly transformative. We do. Intellectually, we know what we maybe ought to do differently, but we don't because it's so different, because it's so uncomfortable, because it's so challenging. We stay within the like familiar challenges, the things that are kind of tough, but we never blow our minds. We never blow our own minds. And a lot of times, it's because we aren't disciplined enough to resist starting over, try something new. And that's the cycle. That's the pattern. That's what every round of effort looks like. Starting again, trying something new, researching, planning, and all the hope and excitement that that holds, it's very familiar. And we stay very busy in this process. There's always effort. It's not like we're just completely disengaged and not trying. There's always effort. But we're doing the easy, familiar things. Like in business, it's really so easy to see because people will just create new content and create new programs. But what would be really hard is something like putting systems in place and creating things that allow you to scale, but maybe that's unfamiliar. And so it seems more difficult and you can just stay really busy doing the thing that's familiar. Even if it's not effortless, it's familiar. And you know that's not what's going to take you to the next level, but you do it over and over. That same pattern shows up with fitness. That same pattern shows up with food. There's always effort, but not in the things that truly are required for transformation, for reaching your potential. If you know that you are capable of so much more, but you're just not quite sure how to unlock that, I'm talking to you. We have to do things differently. That busyness of the familiar pattern, that like one step from baseline, maybe two steps from baseline, maybe three steps, but that's going a little bit far. And then I had a stressful day, so I'm back to where I started. That busyness, that pattern, it just keeps you distracted from the things that you really have to do to grow, that you really have to do to create transformation, that you really have to do to even come close to what your potential is, to what my potential is. We just exist in this familiar circle, but we have to go beyond that. We have to do uncomfortable things. We have to do things that are unfamiliar. We have to really look at how can I supersede my expectations today? How can I go so far beyond what I've done before? What does it look like to go right up to the most I am capable of instead of just like the least I can do and still give myself credit for trying? There's a point where either you say, I'm just going to keep doing this dance. In Chasing Cupcakes, I think I call it the no change cha-cha, you know, like always trying, not really getting anywhere, hamster wheel. You get to a point where either you're just going to keep doing that forever, or you have to choose to change in a radical way. And it doesn't have to be fast, right? But it does have to push beyond the bounds of how you normally do things, of the types of things you normally do. You have to start to stretch and get outside your comfort zone. And I say this all the time, you can always go back, right? I used to tell myself that when it came to eating differently. Like, look, I never had the experience until I gave it to myself, but for decades of trying to lose weight, I never had the experience of what would it be like to take impeccable care of myself for 30 days without excuses and no drama bullshit and none of this like, oh, I deserve it. Oh, I've been so good. Oh, I'll start tomorrow. I hadn't given myself the experience of how good I could feel, and I wanted to at least know what that felt like to be able to assess it. And if it sucked, I could go back to binging. And I think that that is so true with maximal effort, with pushing yourself, with raising your expectations, with going further than you've gone before, with raising your expectations of yourself higher than you've had them before. There's something so powerful in that. And if it sucks, you can go back to the way things were, and you can go back to watching TV at night, and you can go back to two or three good days and two or three bad days. But I want you to think about this visual of not ever going far beyond just a few steps from baseline. It's like the cliche story of the elephant that as a baby is, you know, staked with this small little chain so that it can't go too far. And as the elephant grows and the elephant gets stronger, it doesn't realize that that chain isn't holding it there. It doesn't even try. And I see that in the way that we approach change. Like, we'll do a little bit, but we never break that chain. We never just pull up the stake and run and see how far we can go. We don't come anywhere close to our potential. And like I said, I'm talking to me as much as I'm talking to you. And this is in every area of our life. This is in how we manage our families. This is in how we manage our money. This is in the steps that we take or don't take to create financial freedom. This is in health. This is in fitness. This is in all of it. Dude, don't you want to blow your mind? I do, but it requires this awareness that, hey, my attempts at change up until this point have been in the realm of my comfort zone, have been in the realm of what is familiar, have been in the realm of the things that I always do. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It might be challenging, but it's familiar. And I don't want that for me, and I don't want that for you. And I want all of us to at least know what it feels like to bump up against our potential, not just to bump up against the boundaries of our comfort zone. Like, I feel so passionate about this, about waking people up to see that, hey, there's so much more. There's so much more for your marriage. There's so much more for your family. There's so much more for your finances. There's so much more for your health. There's so much more for your fitness. There's so much more for your habits. There's more ease. There's more fulfillment. There's more achievement. There's more freedom. All of it. But you're not going to get there. I'm not going to get there if we just dabble in the familiar behaviors that we're used to dabbling in, like eating a little cleaner, you know, like, you know, but not anything crazy, and working out comfortably. I want you to be looking at, and I want me to be looking at, how can I soar beyond my expectations? And remember, you control the velocity. This doesn't mean that we're like racing out of the gate and burnout. You can go as slow as you want, but you cannot stay in this circle of the way things have always been and dabbling here and dabbling there and returning back to baseline over and over and over again and think that one day you're just going to break free, because you're not. Because you're not. Here's what I'm going to do about this. I am declaring a theme for the summer inside the consistency course. And the theme is the discomfort zone. And I think that my sense is that we will continue in seasonal themes to have some continuity to the practice of building consistency, because one of the great things about the consistency course is that there's no timeline, like it doesn't expire. So as long as you're engaged, it continues going. But this summer is going to be about the discomfort zone, about pushing past that, about every day finding ways to make yourself uncomfortable, to push outside of the bounds of what you normally do, how you normally operate, and not just choosing within this familiar pool of options that are the ones you always pull from. You know, I'm not talking about like, I'm going to drink more water today. That's not what I'm talking about, because that's one of those safe zone choices that you always dabble in. I'm not talking about, hey, I'm going to make sure I get veggies at every meal. If that's part of the safe and familiar tools you normally play with, I'm not interested in that. I'm looking at blow your mind every day, leave your comfort zone, push, stretch, start pursuing your potential instead of trying to bump up against the edge of your comfort zone. This will be the summer of the discomfort zone. Daily. Not a theme of like trying a couple things over the... No. Transformative. And here's the thing. I say transformative because when you are committed, not conditionally committed, not like, well, except when I'm, you know, busy or stressed or tired, I'm talking about committed, not conditionally committed. When you are committed, you will be shocked at how quickly things change. You will be shocked by how quickly things change. I mean, silly example. It was a couple months back. I was doing this 50 burpees a day challenge, and it was the first time I had done burpees since having the twins. And the first day was like, holy crap, this just did not feel good in my body. 3 days in, it felt dramatically better. 8 days in, it felt exponentially better. 11 days in, it felt like a totally different body. 11 days. That is how progress is experienced in the framework of consistency. And I think most people don't play with consistency. They play with inconsistency. And then they call it like kind of consistent or a little consistent, but those things are inconsistent. So I'd love for you to join us in the consistency course. I mean, there's a million other things other than the summer that we are calling the discomfort zone. There's a million things other than our live coaching calls and the consistency calendar. I mean, there's so many things. But you can get all of those details. It doesn't matter. You feel a tug or you don't feel a tug to shift things, to change things up. You know we're halfway through the year. You know if this is you that I'm describing of playing in the familiar pond of the way you always go about it and the kinds of results you always get, you know if it speaks to you or not to exceed your expectations and push outside of the comfort zone and start to pursue things that are unfamiliar instead of continuing to choose things that are just like comfortable enough, you know, like better than before, but not anywhere near your potential. You know. I don't want you to miss out on this summer. I don't want you to miss out on the discomfort zone. I don't want you to miss out on the results that you are capable of creating in the discomfort zone. I don't want you to miss out on how mind blown you will be at the rate of progress when you decide to be in the discomfort zone instead of in the comfort zone. I don't want you to miss that. One of the things that I always remind myself when I'm kind of in a funk and I don't want to do the work, I remind myself of how incredible it feels to make progress. And I have those days too where I don't want to work out or I don't want to eat clean or I don't want to take that financial step that I said I would take because it feels scary and it feels, you know, risky. It feels so amazing to make progress, and that progress requires going beyond your comfort zone. And one of the great things about being in community for that is we need the reinforcement from others. We get encouraged. We get drawn back in when we start to drift by the actions that other people take and other people share and the wins that they experience. It creates momentum for everybody, right? A rising tide raises all ships. That is so, so true, and I don't want you to miss it. And the other thing, and I've said it before, I don't have a date. I don't know if it'll be mid-July or it'll be August 1st, but the price of the consistency course is going up in large part because it's just way too low for something that you have unending access to, for something that I show up and coach in live as regularly as I do. It just, you know, I mean, if you factor in, if you're people that have been in for the last 6 months, like have far exceeded the value that they paid in, and they still continue to get value moving forward. So all of that, that's a conversation for another day, but the price is going up. So that's just another reason that I don't want you to wait. I want you to get your consistency calendar while you still have months in the year to use it. The link is in the show description. If you have questions, email me. This is the summer of the discomfort zone. And that doesn't mean that we stop living and that we miss out on life. It means that we are living more fully and that we're missing out on life less, that we're enjoying our lives and our families more, not less. So if you are telling yourself a story like, oh, summer's not a good time because I want to do this or do that, this discomfort zone theme inside the consistency course, this unlocks more enjoyment and more fulfillment and more appreciation of family and more appreciation of everything in your life. There is nothing about it that is missing out. I would say the way we've been doing things in the comfort zone, that is how we miss out. That is how we end up not living fully. I don't know about you, but this is an episode that I'm going to come back to pretty regularly. I've already added it to my calendar to come back on certain days every other week for the next 6 weeks so that I can keep this reminder top of mind that I don't want to dabble in this familiar shallow pond of comfort zone activities. I want to bump outside that circle of familiar improvements, comfortable improvements, tried before improvements. I want to stretch. I want to push. I want to exceed my expectations. And I want that for you too. So I hope that you'll join us inside the consistency course for this summer theme. Again, it's not just a summer opportunity. You pay once, or you can do a 3-pay plan, but either way, you pay one time and your access does not expire. So you get to continue to do this work unending. I hope that you'll join us. I hope that you'll re-listen to this episode. I hope that you'll share it if it speaks to you. And I'll see you tomorrow.